Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Strategies of Success. On many of our programs, we discuss a lot of, let's say, technical things that you could be doing, the LinkedIn, the social media, your marketing, your brand, your everything. So much of it has to do with your business. We also discuss some of those family issues that we have to deal with, you know, from time to time, and how to balance that work-life relationship. And that's also something that I want to stay with again today. And our guest today fits into that entire role. Actually, what our guest today fits into is actually who we are and how we really can control ourselves, find the resources that we need to lead a better life. Our guest today is none other than Doreen Goomer, who is the founder of Time to Play, the Time to Play Foundation, which brings together a wealth of resources, a wealth of talent that are all very interested in sharing their knowledge, sharing their enthusiasm to their areas of expertise. And Doreen does a phenomenal job bringing all of that together. And Doreen, I want to thank you for taking out time during your day to do this, and really for all the effort that you put into this foundation, where that group think really does help everybody out on an individual basis. So again, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Brian. Brian and I kind of go back some years, and, you know, as I've been working on the Time to Play project, which I guess I pretty much started the back rounds, because I can't really say foundation because the foundation is existing, but the foundation of the Time to Play idea, can I talk about a little bit of how it started, or are you good with that?
Oh, please, yeah. Okay. I find that to be the motivation for absolutely everything, the why behind it.
Absolutely. So I've worked in healthcare since 1987, and my background is primarily in quality improvement. So to look at a situation and find opportunities to facilitate positive change. And so in working in healthcare and working in skilled nursing primarily since 01, I've identified and saw just in statistics of the society in general as a whole, many people becoming more sick and more sad. I talk to a ton of people. They tell me they're existing or surviving. So our quality of life is decreasing. So I do tons of research. That's part of my whole thing. And so I've researched positive psychology and the measure of well-being and the decrease of well-being in our society and our people. And that's not how to live life. So it came up with the Time to Play idea because, in my opinion, every day should be a day of play. Every moment of every day should be a day of play. No matter what it is that we're doing, we need to find the positive. We need to find the enjoyment, because I truly believe, and I wrote it in Chapter 2 of the book, and Brian actually contributed to a book we wrote called If I Knew Then What I Know Now. Brian's chapter was What Do I Want to Be When I Grow Up? And Chapter 2 is We Are All Tortured Souls, and I wrote in it, I don't believe that we were put on this earth to be, you know, a tortured soul. We really need to find enjoyment. So that's the concept behind Time to Play. It really is just a reminder and reinforcement for us to have the best life ever. And that's pretty much the objective. You know, what can we do to remind ourselves if we're having a bad moment to shift our thinking so that we can make our day better?
Yeah, and that's always the challenge. You know, what would you do to shift our attitude right in that moment? And so many times when we're right in that moment, it's when there's some issue that we do need to deal with. So, like, taking a step back and seeing how somebody else has gone through that gives you a chance to think about your own situation, get some advice from other people, and then take a more, I would say, a less emotional approach to an issue. Because sometimes it's just, you know, it's so hard to do that, to look at things from a very rational, you know, standpoint, unless you do take that step back. But you, with the book, with the book that was written, with everybody that's contributed mm-hmm. to it, you know, a lot of, and my chapter a little bit there too, but everybody going through different issues, it's not until after that they've been through it where they really picked up on what they learned from that situation. But every one of those situations certainly can become a learning step along the way also. But the specific question here is, you know, how do you, what would you suggest, you know, somebody do if they are dealing with an immediate situation? How do you take that step back and then look at things from a more rational standpoint?
Here's the concept that I'm really working towards. The Time to Play Foundation is a 501c3 not-for-profit. The short version of the mission statement is that we are advocates for quality of life, to inspire everyone to have a good life and a better life and a quality of life and enjoy life. But the long version is our mission and purpose is to enrich the lives of others through programs, public awareness, outreach activities, events, and learning opportunities that further the concept of enjoying life. So again, going back to the fact that I'm a quality improvement, that's my I guess, expertise, I don't know. I've done a lot of research and realized, of course, the self-help industry is an $11 billion industry. I came up with a program that is a trademark program under the foundation called Pre-Invent Your Life. If somebody is interested, if you go to timetoplay.com, just click on Pre-Invent Your Life. It's a toolbar on the right side. You'll see a little, I think it's purple. You just click on that. And there's actually a video. I had done a presentation at the Stony Brook Women's Leadership Conference, and that is the video. And it explains a lot about Pre-Invent. There's an article. We did a lot of research. It took me 3 years to do a survey that is posted. It's a real research-based program. I am at this point in my life, and again, seeing that $11 billion self-help reactive industry, we don't necessarily have to go through those horrific life experiences or be 50 years old and reevaluating our life to what was the reason for our existence and having, you know, reflect on a life of dissatisfaction or be in a situation which had been unpleasing. I believe that there is a way for us to pre-invent our life. And that's pretty much what I'm working on now. I actually have a team of psychologists that I'm working on to kind of get the appropriate life and coping skills versus waiting for us to crash and burn, need to go to forever counseling or be on medication, which is the norm for our society. Unfortunately, we see so much life dissatisfaction. We see the heroin epidemic. We see suicide rates increasing. There was an, I believe it was April 16th in the New York Times, suicide rates surged to 30-year high. And this is due to life dissatisfaction. So what can we do to pre-invent our life and to give our youth positive life and coping skills in order for them to circumvent being in a situation where they are, you know, in such despair? And so that's really my primary focus now and the reason really behind the foundation's existence, to be able to give. And we're going to be doing a conference, and Brian's going to be speaking at it. It's going to be on February 4th. I know it's a little ways away, but it is, you know, starting 2017 off to win at life. And we're going to have the Time to Play philosophy, happy, healthy, have money, work-life balance, different amazing people that will participate in the conference to give us things that will help us move forward and become unstuck for those that are currently in that situation and potentially give us the tools so we don't get stuck in the future.
You know, my question on that was really like, how early do you start? And then you mentioned, you know, mentioning the book, even, you know, the chapter I wrote, you know, what I want to be when I grow up. You know, a lot of what I did in elementary school with things that if I had focused on from a career standpoint, might have filtered through, and I was in some plays, you know, and things like that. But, you know, but starting at an earlier age where people are a little bit more focused on a career, but understanding where their strengths are, their strengths and weaknesses are, and then focusing on the strengths, from the pre-invention standpoint, that sounds like it would be an interesting place to start. But so how far back or how early would you suggest really somebody take a look at that to begin a pre-invention so we don't run into so many situations or, as you put it, I mean, to go through the crash and burns, which
absolutely
seems like
I don't think it could start too early. My true goal with the 501c3, with our foundation, and with the research that we're doing is to really go prenatal. That's my goal. There's a lot behind it and a lot of ideas that I have. If anybody out there is interested or has some type of expertise and wants to contact me to work on this with me, then please feel free. You know, this is not something, like I said, that I've fabricated. This is all research or evidence-based. I am a board-certified healthcare executive. I have, you know, almost 30 years working towards facilitating change to improve patient care, to improve patient safety, to improve quality of life. That was actually the master's thesis that I did, was the quest for quality. You know, everything I've always done has been focused on that. And I truly do have ideas, and we have, you know, a starting point, and I'm just at this point still working, unfortunately, as Brian knows. Finding the right team is probably the hardest thing that we can do. But again, if you go on thetimetoplay.com and you can watch the video, it gives you a little bit more, because I did touch on this. I don't believe that we are prepared. I mean, I use the analogy of a firefighter, because my husband's been in the volunteer fire department since 1983. If he goes into a building without the right tools, he can get burned or die. We go into every situation without the right tools. That's why I have Brian speaking when we do the conference in February, because we go into meetings, we go into things without necessarily being prepared to speak to somebody. And, you know, Brian's expertise with Toastmasters and presentations, you know, the concept behind don't let them see you sweat, putting your best face forward, communicating effectively, incredibly important. When do we learn that? Brian, you can answer that one. It's like never. We never learn that,
no.
Right? Who teaches
no.
us this? So we go through life and we say, oh, I shouldn't have said that, or, you know, all this stuff. But what if we actually learned some of this stuff before we're 50 and going, son of a gun, I wasted so much time. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of my view and my vision. Can you teach everybody? No, of course not. Do I expect to make a 1,000 billion percent of people change? No, I can't. But there will be some that will benefit from proactive prevention instead of reactive recovery. And, you know, the quality of life can only improve if you focus on that, I believe. You know, it depends on
yeah.
what we learn. We are what we learn. So,
you know, to answer your question, when do we learn public speaking skills, body language skills, sounds, all the rest of that stuff? Probably as an infant. You know, as an infant, you command everybody's attention when you, well, especially as an infant if you walk into the room, but as you crawl into the room. And that would be interesting to go back and take a look at those things that we learned as an infant and then apply it over here, because we could certainly get our adults that are taking care of us to do whatever it is that we need them to do just through body language. So that might be one
mm-hmm.
way of answering it. But you mentioned
well,
going back.
You know what? It can't hurt. I mean, certainly.
No.
And that's why I need the different team, because, you know, I don't think there's one person in this entire universe that's an expert in everything. And,
no.
you know, everybody has something to offer that can help someone else. That's always been the founding principles of the foundation, people helping people, and collaboration equals success. I never wanted anything to be done by myself singularly. It's not physically possible. But, you know, we don't learn as a whole. And that's why the time to play philosophy is happy, healthy, have money, work-life balance. Because, you know, we might improve one area, but we don't improve them all simultaneously, potentially. And we never move forward, because if you're just focusing on one thing, it can't give you that whole fullness that you need or all of the education that you need. And this is my belief, and this is what I've been putting together. Like I said, I started working on this in 2010, I'll tell you how it really started. I think Brian knows, but like we were, my husband and I, we were at a motorcycle rally. We're motorcycle enthusiasts. I have my own motorcycle. It's fun. I've been dying to get out and drive around, but it's just time is just, I have to be at work. I can't be outside, you know, today. So anyway, so we're just driving around and there were literally, it was up in Lake George, there were literally 30,000 people at this motorcycle rally. And when we, you know, everybody took off motorcycle helmets and stuff, the people were really old. And I sat there and I'm like, when do we take time to play? When do we enjoy our life? When do we have time for us? And I know life gets busy. You know, I have three kids. My youngest is 21 now. Life gets busy. You know, you go to soccer, you go to baseball, you're running here, you're running there. They have school plays, they have school things, they have stuff. And we lose ourselves sometimes. But if you look at, and again, if you go into the Pre-Adventure Life program, like you can watch the video, I talked about the U-curve of happiness, where it's statistically shown that the quality of life for people decreases somewhere between the year of 15 and 18 and goes to a downward-shaped U-curve and then doesn't start to improve till 50s. And if we look at the fact that our life expectancy is 78.6 years on average, I mean, some people live to 100, some people live to 2 years old, you know, but 78.6 years is what they came up with. And we say, well, we hated our life from our year of 18 to 50 when we've gotten the right life skills where we finally don't give a damn and we just do whatever it is that makes us happy. That's not really cool, in my opinion. And then when we look further, and I just discussed this on the website, on the video, if we look further and we find that suicide is the second leading cause of death in our 10 to 17-year-olds and the third leading cause of death in our 18 to 24-year-olds, at what point do most people have good quality of life? I believe the statistic is 26 or 28% of the people in our population are on some type of antidepressant. And this is not acceptable. And I think it's more of empowerment and awareness that we really need to look at. When we don't feel happy because our job isn't pleasing, or we feel trapped, or we feel overwhelmed, or we feel hostility in our environment, or have a life situation that's not conducive to us having good quality of life. You know, it's just not the way we need to live our precious time. So all of these things kind of go into the background of why I'm doing this. It is not a me project. It's a we project. Brian knows I say it all the time, but it's the truth, and it's very hard to communicate that to people. It's not the normal. You know, I don't need to be on Oprah. I just need to get the idea out there so that people can know that they are so powerful and that they have the ability to make the change in their life. But sometimes we do need a tip and tool and resource. Did you know that over 60% of people don't pick up a book after they leave high school? So we just are continuously going through this, you know, path. Are we happy in that path? Frustrated in that path? You know, if we can reach out, and that's what the whole point of Time to Play, too, was. It's a non-threatening, you know, ability for us to learn something. It's not a person going to, like, the Office of Mental Health for guidance or something. You know, it's us just finding a tip or tool that can help us move our life to a better space and right. Have more life enjoyment.
Yeah. And that's where I find that, you know, through the book, you know, and the different contributors to the book, also the website, the different team members and experts that you have on there. The way I see things is that, you know, the telling of stories is always the best communication tool, because that's what, one, gets people's interest. Two, it also becomes much more memorable. And I give you a lot of credit for loving to do all the research and all that, the statistics and doing that, because it's important, but it's also important to turn that into story form. And that is what I see that you've been able to accomplish with the Time to Play website, because you're turning a lot of these things into real-life stories by the availability of all the team members, by the stories that they are telling, the contributions that they're making through either books, videos, or at live events, and they're contributing articles. That's, and I can tell you also, well, one of the reasons why I find this whole thing so compelling is that there are a lot of folks that are out there that just feel completely lost, that nobody cares, that their situation is worse than everybody else's. And look, we all have our own situation. We do feel ours is worse than anybody because it's ours. But there are a lot of folks going through a lot of different things, and the resources are available to help, and you are not alone. And the grass is not always greener, you know, on the other side. And if you find your own strength, you get to go through things. You know, and, you know, it seems like a lot of people think that, oh, as soon as this gets done, then everything will be great. Or is when I accomplish this, then I'll be able to do that. But, you know, that living in the moment phrase and enjoying each and every moment and trying to find the best in every situation, it's hard, but it's doable. And that's really where that quality of life comes in, instead of waiting. And that's it. I mean, like waiting till, you know, you're 50 plus in order to really start and expecting everything to be great then. Well, you know, what if you still have some financial issues or something like that?
And what if you don't make it? What if you don't make it then?
Yeah, that's another problem.
You know, and that's something that bothers me a lot. You know, and I know that in your experience, you've worked in the financial savings, you know, retirement savings industry. And not that I have a problem with that. We have a retirement savings account. We had a college savings account for the kids. You know, we do have that. But if you only wait till you retire so you could travel or you enjoy life, you miss so much. You know, we try, and this is not for, like, forever. Like, I used to be so much more of a workaholic. You know, that was my focus. And Brian's right. You have to find, oh, when I get this job, or, oh, when I get that thing, and, oh, when I get my master's degree. You know what? It doesn't make the whole fix. You have a hole. You have to find what is the root cause of that hole in your heart, and to make that fix so you can live in the present, you can live in the now. That's the only time that we have guaranteed, is this very moment. And I think that's very important. And one thing I did want to say is, if somebody out there is feeling a certain way, 10,000,000,000% guaranteed, somebody else out there is the same, has the same feeling, feels the same way, is going through the same situation. So we're not unique. We're not unique. We're all connected. We're all similar. We all have fears. We all have worries. The goal of everything, and what I've been learning so much over so many years, and I'm not perfect. I still let things make me crash, you know, down every once in a while. Like I do, you know, sometimes things bother me more than they should or whatever. But my thing now, which I had not been able to do in the past, is I recognize it. It might take a whole day for me to realize that I'm in a funk and that I had to shift my thinking. But I do. Whereas, you know, somebody could be in a funk. Like, I talked to a man, no kidding. He told me he's been depressed for the past 20 years. He was in my office on Monday. He told me he lived his whole, like, he lived 20 years of his life thinking he wasn't good enough and thinking he was a horrible person and thinking whatever. And he lived 20 years of his whole life in despair. And he used self-destructive behaviors. He used drugs and alcohol to numb his pain. That's not the goal here. We can make the most amazing things happen in our lives. We just have to realize that we can. That's the whole point behind the foundation. If I can bring, again, programs, public awareness, events, learning opportunities, just things like we had a fashion show a couple of weeks ago, the Special Olympics athletes modeled. It was the I Can Be Extraordinary fashion show. It was a reminder and reinforcement to let people know they could be extraordinary. Every one of us has power within. Obstacles are only self-created. And like I said, I'm not perfect. I still make them. I still do it. Do the best I can to realize that sooner now than I used to and shift my thinking and, you know, move something more forward. And, oh, my gosh, Brian, how many times have I wanted to quit? You know what? It's so much easier for me to just say, you know what? I can't. It's too hard. It's too big. It is. It's too big. It is too big. But you know what? It's too important to quit. And if, yeah. You know, as I keep going and just pulling the right people together, you know, it will change. It could change the world. It really could.
And that becomes the next book. Finding the right resources. And you know what? We could explain this out through the website, through the Triumph of Play Foundation, through everything that you're doing, because from the business aspect of this, how do you get so many people to work together where everybody's supporting everybody and, you know, promoting the entire cause? But if you want to take that on a personal level, is that how do you take all the different facets of your life, get them to all work together, so then it supports your entire quality of life and, of course, those that are surrounding you, you know, your family and very close friends. And a lot of that has to do with the knowns. In other words, understanding who everybody is and what their best attributes are, what they're looking to accomplish and making the Time to Play Foundation work. But it's also about yourself, isn't it? It's about finding those things that you enjoy from a free time standpoint, finding those things that you enjoy from a work standpoint, and finding those things you enjoy from a family standpoint, you keep the list going. But if you could figure that out and then bring the whole thing together as a package, that becomes a very strong Time to Play Foundation, that becomes a very strong message, but that also becomes a very strong person if you're able to
right.
do that. And
with
you know,
doubt.
Starting at a super young age to take a look at that and understand that whole concept is not everything can be good, but everything can be made the best that it possibly can be.
That's the goal. And just in case anybody is listening that would want to come, we are going to be at booth 437 at the HIA trade show in Suffolk Community College, Brentwood campus on Thursday next week. We do have what Brian is talking about, a program called the Enjoy Life Community Program. We do have a public for communities, and we do have a corporate workplace. It is, I can tell you, like 99% guaranteed, it will increase the bottom line of an organization and it's sustainable. So again, a lot of research and a lot of effort went into this. I have an amazing team for the corporate program. So if you're interested, you could either call, you know, us at the contact information is on the website, timetoplay.com, or just pop over to booth 437, and we have some wicked good raffles, too, that we're going to be doing the whole day. Absolutely, we have every hour on the hour, we're going to be doing raffles for free golf pro lessons, and also for, I have a $100 thing for golf Titleist ball, and you know, like the best ones ever. They sold me these were the best and stuff. So I have all of this stuff. We basically have a theme. A day at your office can feel like a day on the green, and it can. You should enjoy every moment at your work. You should walk in there and be pleased that you're there as a business owner or as a worker, and it will be an increase of engagement, increase of productivity, decrease of sick time, decrease of people leaving, increase of you know, revenue, the bottom line. And I have the whole program, so if you're interested. And this is from the foundation. You know, what I need to do is, you know, expand what we're doing and anything that we do. Of course, I have to pay people to do the programs, but will also help to fund free work that we're working towards, assistance with some people to build self-confidence, self-esteem, like literally anything that you need for quality of life and life enjoyment is under the Time to Play Foundation umbrella, because it is, you know, so, but that's the scoop.
And that makes everything in our lives that much more productive, our business life, our personal life, our family life, our everything life, and that is what I call a fantastic way to find that time to play. So, Doreen, again, thanks for doing what you do. It's so much effort that goes into it, but you love the effort, and you love the outcome, and you're certainly committed to the message, and those are three super ingredients when it comes to finding your own strategy.
I love the effort sometimes. I'm doing the best I can, and, you know, that's basically it. And if there is anybody that wants to contribute in any way, again, everyone has something to offer that can help someone else. And I really believe that. And if we do pull together in that way, the people helping people, the collaboration equals success, that we can just, you know, make the world change. So that's my hope.
One small step, one attitude at a time. It makes everything all good. Hey, Doreen, thanks again for joining us here. Folks, you want to go to the website, timetoplay.com. At the HIA trade show, that's the Hopbug Industrial Association trade show, that's May 19th. Doreen will be there, I'll be there, so many other folks will be there too. You should be there. And if you want to go and you want to go there for free, because they are, if you're registered in advance, there is no admission free. Admission fee, so you certainly want to do that. Yeah, just look up Hopbug Industrial Association Trade Show 2016. That'll come up. It's a $10 fee at the door. But go. Tremendous people at that show, and fun booths to attend also. You definitely want to stop by, Doreen.
Thank you so much, Brian, for having me today. I really had a great time. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks. Thanks for taking the time out here. Also, if you go to the Time to Play website, you'll see Doreen's got a podcast that she does a number of times each week, has a number of different types of guests that are on there, plus the articles that she has written, that others have written, a load of information that's on the site. Certainly something you want to visit and then go back and visit again. My name is Brian Cohen. This has been Strategies of Success. There are certainly different ways for you to achieve your goals. The best way to do it, though, is to have the right attitude. Learn from everything that you go along with. Understand that not everything that you do is going to be perfect. Not everything you're going to do is going to be enjoyable. But everything that you do helps you to become you, and you will enjoy the successes that much more when you deal with some of the challenges that we all face, and we all do. Again, have a great week. We'll speak to you next time on Strategies of Success.